Daniel chapter 2. The story is very, very simple. Before I get going on that, though, can I mention one thing? You'll also have received, in amongst the great reams of paper and stuff that you got when you arrived here today, a little piece with the text for the year on it. If you want to know more about how we're going to make use of that, then please come this evening, the second of our sessions on that particular text this evening, and we'll be finding out more about what it means for us as we look at it this evening. But please take one away with you. If we've run out, we can always print more, but please take that away, that text from Luke 7, 22. Daniel chapter 2. The story is so very simple, and that simplicity can easily get lost. As you think back to today's service and all the things that have happened, the readings, all the drama that's there, and the wonderful, powerful story, the meaning of it can easily get lost. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. The wise men can't explain it. But Daniel, through a revelation from God, can. And his explanation is so powerful that Nebuchadnezzar is completely changed. Along the way, we get shown the content of the dream. We haven't read those bits today. And the lesson that it holds remains true throughout history. Daniel and his friends were living in a society that did not care about their faith, about the things that they believed. It was a hostile, dangerous place to be. Nobody there thought much of Daniel's practice of religion. Nobody there shared his values. But Daniel says, there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. And eventually, the king says, surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries. That's what this passage is about. Nebuchadnezzar coming to the place where he says, God really is God. All through the whole book of Daniel, God is trying to teach his people and us what it's like to live separated from the obvious sources of spiritual support. They had no temple, there was no worship, no sacrifices, no familiar Hebrew language, nothing. And God's instruction is clear. You learn that I am God in Babylon just as much as I'm God in Judah. You're exiles, but you're not away from home because I'm there with you. I'd like you to remember some of the things that God taught to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar learned this. He learned, no matter how wise your wise men are, God is wiser. God can reveal truth to a captured boy slave which you can't discover for yourself. God is smarter than you are. And there are plenty of times when we need to remember that. The second thing that God taught Nebuchadnezzar, the most powerful man on earth, was this. The awesomeness of human power is just a fragile bit of pottery before the God of heaven. Even the most glorious of human kings have feet of clay. No amount of wealth can impress the Lord of glory. And the third thing that God taught Nebuchadnezzar was this. Every earthly empire passes away. Every dictator is overthrown, every kingdom comes to an end. Babylonians, Medes, Persians, Greeks, Romans, the British Empire, the American Empire. They wouldn't like us calling it that, would they? Only the reign of the Prince of Peace endures. He is God of gods and Lord of kings. If you want to remember what we've said and shared today, I'd like to give you three simple phrases. God is God everywhere. God is awesome. And God is always. God is God everywhere. There's no part of the world where God is absent. God is awesome. There is no power in the world greater than God. And God is always. God is eternal. God lasts forever. Do you think you can remember that? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have a go. Say it with me. God is God everywhere. God is awesome. God is always. Once more. God is God everywhere. God is awesome. God is always. Whatever else you remember from today, remember that. God is God everywhere. God is awesome. And God is always. And that God, the one who is everywhere and awesome and eternal, that God is your God in this coming week and with you no matter what you face. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that Daniel was able to show to Nebuchadnezzar your greatness. Thank you that there where all of the familiar things had vanished, Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego found you to be there, faithful and strong. And thank you for this week as we live for you in a world that often doesn't care about you at all. Thank you that we're going to discover that you are everywhere, that you are awesome, and that your kingdom endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to finish with a song. You are my vision, O Lord, King of my heart. Nothing else satisfies. Only you, Lord. Is that the right one?